Blog Talk Radio.
The song, O Magnify the Lord with Me. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, everyone. We give God glory because he is worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord with me. Let us call his name together and as we enter.
Thank you.
wonderful. He is great and worthy to be praised. We magnify the Lord and give him glory and honor, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. And all those that have determined and made up their mind to make Jesus their Lord, praise God. So we can't help but get excited in anticipation and expectancy of a move of God in our lives when we put him first, seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and as he said, everything else will be added. Praise God. Our scripture reading today. Okay, all righty, jumped off the page. Praise the Lord. One moment there. Okay, Father, we just bless you and honor you. You're worthy of all the praises, all the glory, and all the honor. A blessed day that the Lord has made, and we're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in him. Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading will come from Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse, which states, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." As it says, enter ye into the gate at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Again, Matthew 7:13-14. As it said, with prayer, Holy Lord God of power and might, your generosity has opened a door for me in which I can gain immortality. This door, albeit small, is the only one that I wish to go through. Give me this day the wisdom and guidance to go through it, delivering me away from evil temptations and death. Help me to be one of the few that findeth it, so that I can also help others along the journey. Amen. Father, we do honor you and give you glory and praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord God, we made that choice. I praise and thank you, Lord God, for Jesus being our Savior, God, for his sacrifice on our behalf. Thank you, Lord God, as you're teaching us to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. You said, whosoever will, let him come. Lord, I pray right now as we come before the throne of grace boldly to obtain mercy, we come with the attitude and the gratitude and spirit of thanksgiving. God, we thank you, Lord God, for just giving us that privilege to be a part of the kingdom of God for such a time as this. How excellent is thy name. You're worthy. You're phenomenal, God. You're more than enough. You're that El Shaddai. God, you're the Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You're Jehovah Mekadesh, the God that sanctified. And you said you sanctify us through your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be able to be a part of the kingdom and do great exploits because you said greater works we shall do. God, we got to line up our lives and come in compliance and alignment with your word so that way great things can be manifested because you done told us we can't serve two masters. We can only serve one that's going to love them and the other one you're going to hate. So, God, we want to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that we shall not be moved. God, we pray this day that you continue, glory to God, to reveal yourself in our lives. The more we draw nigh to you, you said you'll draw nigh to us. Help us to know, glory to God, this hour and a time like never before to open our hearts and open our minds and allow you, glory to God, to have free reign so we can have the power to slay, glory to God, Goliath. And whatever the Goliath in our life, whether it's lying, fornication, whether it's, glory to God, telling the untruth, glory to God, fabricating, is this, glory to God, one, glory to God, that will not live their lives according to what your word is saying. God, we are praying right now in the name of Jesus. We yield ourselves to you and yield not to temptation. God, in your word, glory to God, we'll find life and we'll find truth. Help us to submit our will and our ways to you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we're asking you like never before to forgive us for every transgression, every offense against your word. Let us not be a lip service people, but a people that will walk in truth and walk in obedience, walk in submission, walk in glory to God, glory glory to God, in alignment with your word, and be, glory to God, of people, glory to God, that can uplift your name, glory to God, and people will see the light of Jesus Christ in our lives. You say, glory, they'll know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another. So, God, we're asking you right now in the name of Jesus to help us, glory to God, to be truthful, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, and pick up our cross and follow you. And anything that's in our lives that's not like you, let us not deny and justify. Let us not make excuses. Let us not perpetrate the fraud. And as the woman of God said, oh, what is the Goliath in your life? What is it hindering you? The Bible says, well, you did run well. Who did hinder you? What did hinder you, as I said? What circumstances or what things, glory to God, is keeping us from being that light shining in us, loving one another, glory to God, operating in the truth, operating, glory to God, as one of the kingdom kids, in the name of Jesus. God, help us to know, glory to God, we can't continue, glory to God, allowing the enemy to use us in this way, and we have a gift, we have the calling, we have the anointing, and then still walking in, glory to God, carnality in certain areas because we won't allow the Lord to deliver us. We got to be ready, glory to God, not just for when he comes back, but we need to be ready about kingdom business because so many people being lost, so many people, glory to God, are dying in their sins. So many, glory to God, haven't even heard the word because we're not on our post. And then others, glory to God, we are compromising, getting caught up in prestige, power struggles, and all kind of other things that are hindering us from the work of the kingdom. The Bible says the kingdom, glory to God, all glory, a house divided against itself can't stand. And if it's mass confusion in the land, if it's confusion, glory to God, in our homes, and confusion in the church, and confusion, glory to God, wherever we work, or confusion, glory to God, hallelujah, even in our minds, and anxiety attacks, and this, that, and the other, we're finding ourselves, glory to God, out of compliance with the word of God. Oh, let us know, glory to God, we can't be prejudiced. In the name of Jesus, we got to be in a place that we'll walk in love and walk in truth and the love of the agape, not the filial, not the feelings, not the emotions. Oh, God, we are praying right now like never before with all the things that are going on in the world, with all the flooding, all the fires, and all the earthquakes, and all this pandemic, glory to God, with these plagues that's coming in the land. Oh, God, help us to know like never before. We can't afford to allow the enemy to rob us, glory to God, of the blessings, that plan that you have for us, but rob us of, glory to God, the assignment that you have on our lives. In the name of Jesus, we're supposed to be about mission work. We're supposed to be disciples. Many are calling on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Gifts and calling come without repentance. But some are, glory to God, anointed to do service, but it's still not lining up with what you're saying. God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to help us as a body. We are quoting that scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, will they, glory to God, they will pray that, we'll speak it, and we'll testify of the goodness of the Lord and what we ought to do and should do is still walking in darkness. God, I'm praying right now, help us to go in and allow the Holy Spirit, glory to God, to have free reign. Whatever things that are going on in our lives that are not lining up with your word, help us not to deny and justify. Help us not to make excuses. Help us to not allow what we went through as child, when we went through with rape, when we went through, glory to God, with abuse, when we went through, glory to God, with somebody overlooking us, or the pastor, glory to God, said this or that, or glory to God, this one happened, my friend did this, and finding us, glory to God, falling back and not allowing forgiveness, not allowing, glory to God, the Holy Spirit to come in and to minister, to move. You say, grieve not the Holy Spirit. God, it's a time like never before. We cannot intercede, glory to God, like we ought to, and stand, glory to God, on the word like we ought to, for believing God's manifestation when we got sin in the camp ourselves, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm praying more and more, glory to God, for whatever is going on in our lives, that it will not be a hindrance. I pray for those that are, I pray for repentance. I pray, glory to God, for forgiveness. I pray, glory, I'm turning away from the things that are causing us to fall, and those that are standing, all they know how, on the, glory to God, on the wall, praying and seeking the face of God, preaching, teaching, reaching as much as they possibly can. God, I pray that they don't get wore out. They don't turn back, allow themselves, glory to God, to get overtaxed, glory to over to and cause the enemy, glory to God, to leave this earth before this time because, glory to God, we're trying to do so much. But I pray that everything that you require of us, let us be led by the Spirit of the Lord. But I encourage them to continue to stand. Give them strength. Give them courage. Glory to God. Give them what they need to stand on the glory. Help them, glory to God, to have the wisdom, discernment in the name of Jesus, to even take care of our bodies, to take care of, glory to God, our lives, to be on our post, to speak and decree and declare what you say, whether they want to hear, whether they forbear, in the name of Jesus, like you told the prophets, in the name of Jesus. So God, I'm praying, glory to God, for healing. I'm praying for a release in the name. I'm praying for a gathering of the saints, the gathering of the eagles, the sleeping giant to wake up out of the sleep, of sleep and slumber. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Just like you told Jesus, warned the disciples, glory to God, and talked to about this one. Glory to God had planted this vineyard, and here come the thief coming through the night, glory to God, so tears and so forth because of sleeping. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we are sleeping, and while they were sleeping, glory to God, here come the enemy stealing. Oh, some things happen beyond our control, but some things we are sleeping because we're not on our post. Oh, even when Jesus said in the garden, glory to God, Ishandorosa. Oh, watch and pray while I go here. Glory to God. Oh, glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, what they did, fall asleep three times. So he said, sleep on. But God, we got to wake up right now because too much has been going on. The woman who would glory to God decide to go before the officials and hear this prayer out of school. Look how many years and all this thing that's going on. Oh, when this last president and all the things before then and still going on, we're sleeping because some things, glory to God, make us aware, but we don't stay on our post or we don't get on our post or we don't do it collectively in the name of Jesus. We do know we got people praying. We do know we have people being obedient. We know, glory to God, but it's not enough. That's why he said, few laborers in the vineyard. Oh, God, we got to pray for more laborers in the name of Jesus. Sincere about the kingdom business. Oh, that they'll stay on the wall and won't come down. Be like Nehemiah. I'm not coming down no matter what sound, what voices, or what try to entice or whatever. We got to stay on the wall. So I'm praying for the body of Christ so we can be in our place, so we can pray against some of these evil works that are going on and all the satanic forces that are at work over to God. Oh, awakening, awakening. Oh, God, we got to stop so much complaining. And even when somebody bring truth out, then you're complaining about that like it don't take all of that. It takes that and more because the devil don't come off his post. He's always on his post. Every second he can use to fill a spot, we go over to God and just linger here and there and go to sleep and wake up and go over to God complaining and murmuring. If it's not like we want it, everything got to be microwaved, glory to God. Freeze dried and microwaving somebody else's anointing. Or we just slow poking with this, that, and the other. God, I'm praying that we wake up. We'll wake up so we can have the power that you've already given us through the Holy Spirit and through your word. If we take it in, like you said, and operate accordingly, glory to God, we'll be a force to be reckoned with. In the name of Jesus. We won't be a POW. We won't be, glory to God, prisoner of war. We won't be NIA, glory to God, missing in action. We won't get caught up in being a KII, killed in action. Oh, glory to God, the prayer is wake up. Wake up so we can be on our post. Too many people are, glory to God, caught up. All this stuff going on with our children. What's happening, glory to God, not only this pandemic, but the lives that they're living. All the satanic forces that are influencing them through the internet, through just homosexuality, through, glory to God, the gang banging and everything else and all the stuff that's happening to them, incest, and glory to God, the parents, glory to God, killing them, and sometimes parents, glory to God, or glory to God, doing all kind of, not only just mental anguish, coming against them, mental problems, glory to God, and causing them to have, glory to God, all kinds of forces coming against their minds and causing them to go out and do things. Oh, God, I pray right now for an awakening. Pray, glory to God, for those that are, glory to God, just caught up in just prejudice. People that are out there just caught up, glory to God, in so many evil works. It's a praying time like number four, but we can always keep praying and praying. Glory to God, till manifestation comes. If we stay on our post, don't get tired. Don't let what's going on with the media. Don't let go what's going on, glory to God, in our homes. Don't let what's going on the job and our neighbors and every evil work of the enemy cause us to get sloped or get caught up. Glory to God, me, my, I, and us four, or just our little organization, our this little church. We got to pray out for glory to God, strongholds to come outside these walls all around the globe. We pray for the prayer warriors around the globe, the five-fold ministry, the ones that are standing around the globe that are working hard. Glory to God. We pray for those, glory to God, missionaries. God, we pray for those people out in trenches, all hidden places trying to get that word out and even their lives on the line. We pray, glory to God, for all the satanic forces that the evil one has put in the minds of those that want to think they got all power, glory to God, within Afghan. Glory to God, we are praying Afghanistan. Glory to God with the evil. Glory to God, ones that are trying to take over or taking over. God, it's on the time that you improve yourself and annihilate the enemy and cause them to recognize, glory to God, every knee have to bow and every tongue confess that you're not going to turn back around and override what God is saying. We pray for Israel. We pray, God, for this United States. We pray for our president with wisdom and also vice president and all of those, glory to God, that's working with him for the do what is best for the country. Oh, they're going to be murmurs and complainers because they were murmuring and complaining before Jesus got here, when he got here, and after he left, and still will be. And the same, we got to know he stood still and did whatever the Father told him to do. Help us to stand on our post too. God, to pray and undergird them. Pray for our leaders of the glory of the gospel. Pray, glory to God, that you'll give them wisdom. Pray, glory to God, they don't be caught, split up between parties, Democrat, liberal, glory to God, those that are Republicans. Help us to realize, glory to God, we have to be about the Spirit of God, not, glory to God, getting caught up in all the politics, not saying that they're not important, but we are missing God, hearing other voices more than we hear God's voice. We need to know his voice because he said, my sheep know my voice. If we do, we wouldn't be in confusion with one another. Lord, I pray right now. Some do know the voice, but then they're not doers of what he's saying. So glory to God, we ask you, Lord, to help us. God, we celebrate all the great things you're still doing. We pray for Haiti. We pray, glory to God, for those so many lives lost. Pray for those that are bereaved. But we pray for those that need medical attention. They need funding. They need homes. They need, glory to God, clothing. They need clean water. They need so much right about now. We pray against the government and anyone that's in official, glory to God, over the country, that they will not steal and rob and pocket that money like they did before when a disaster came. Glory to God, even seeing water all out on, glory to God, the runway just spoiled, just millions. I mean, I don't know how many bottles they were, but it just so much, and there was other things that they didn't get, the adequate things they needed, and the finances and stuff to rebuild. We thank God for Samaritan Purse. We thank God for all the other people that are pouring in and sending money, God, that they know what we're supposed to do to help the people. God, we are praying for their salvation, praying for them to worship the true and living God. Same thing go out with the ones overseas. Praying for our country, praying, glory to God, for all these fires, praying for these flooding, these earthquakes. God, we just pray, have mercy. And the storms and the hurricanes and the tornadoes, God, we are praying that lives not be lost. It's so much, yes, to pray. So let me go over to God, bring it in, and just give thanksgiving and give glory and honor because you're still working. You still grew in great and mighty things. Even in this pandemic, people are still, glory to God, being saved. People are still buying cars. People, glory to God, being blessed, glory to God, with homes. People are being blessed, glory to God, in healing and deliverance. So no matter what the enemy is saying and what he's doing, you're still blessing your believers and some other ones that you are saying you reign on the just as well as the unjust. But turn our lives totally in surrender. Help us all in our weakness because none of us, glory to God, are exempt from problems. We are not exempt from shortcomings. But more and more we seek the face of the Lord and release and let go, the more and more the light's going to shine. So, God, we just thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. As we thank you for these prayer warriors tonight, we thank you for all that you've done and doing in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We're going to go ahead and allow glory to God, Mother McCormick, glory to God. Continue in prayer after me. Praise the Lord. And then we're going to have, bless the Lord, trying to say what time we have now. Let Minister Brenda, since we have so many on the line, go ahead and share her 15 minutes. Then we have Mother Willette. Glory to God. And then that point on, I'll let you know who else is going to come after them. But right now we open the lines for Mother McCormick, and then we'll have Minister Brenda to share her 15 minutes, and then Mother Willette in that order. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the holy name of Jesus. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. Can I get some water? Praise the Lord. We just thank God for another day. We thank God for life, health, and strength. We thank God for how he woke us up this morning in a brand new day we've never seen before. We just give glory and honor to him on this afternoon for all that he are and all that he's doing in our life. As Sister Hubbard, as Pastor Hubbard had already said, how she just prayed out of the depths of her heart. And we just thank God for her, and we touch and agree with her on tonight and all the rest of the prayer warriors tonight and all over the land that may be praying everywhere. So, God, we just thank you, Lord. You're so wonderful. You're so good to us, Heavenly Father. You are so merciful, God. You have made ways, God, when we didn't even understand. When we didn't even understand and didn't even know that we was in the world when we didn't even have a mind to know we was in the world. You was right there beside us. You said in your word you'll never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So, God, we come in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for the world of people because, like Sister said, there's so many things that's going on in this world today. But we know, Heavenly Father, God, that you see it, and we know that you know all about it. So, God, we pray right now, God, that you touch the things that's going on right now, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would go into the homes of people, Lord God. So many things are going in homes, going through in homes of people that behind closed door that no one know about, but we can yet, Lord, bail out and we can yet pray about situations. We pray for the young babies and Lord God, the young children that's in homes on today, God. God, we pray, Lord God, for the mothers and the parents, for the fathers, the parents today, Father. Look on them all, God, and let them know, God, that you is a healer, that you is a deliverer, God, that you are able, Lord God, to bring people out of the situation that they might be going through because there are so many things. But we know that your word tells us to let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. And letting us know today we are living in a time of need because there are so many things are going on. Sometimes, Lord God, we don't even know what to do but just to pray, and that's all we can do is just pray and say, God, we put it in your hands. Because we realize, God, that we cannot make it without you, Lord God. We thank you for your word because you sent your word to heal your people in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. We ask you, Lord God, to look on the school kids on today, God. God, as they have went back to school, how the school have opened up today, God. We pray that everything have went okay at school, even though that they had to wear these masks today in school, even down to the pre-K today. They had to have that little mask on their little face today. So, God, we pray for them all, God, in the name of Jesus, even though they don't even understand. They don't even understand why this is going on in the school, why they got to wear these face things on their face, Lord God. But, God, you know how to comfort the little babies. You know how to touch them and work out situation in their life. And so, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word where it says, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which coming our help, knowing that all our help come for you. All our help come for you, Lord. You're the one that made us. You know all about us, Lord God. And you told us to cast your brother on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. And so, God, help us, Lord God, to realize, God, that you should never, you shall never permit the righteous be moved as we walk this journey, as we go through. And if we know that we are in Christ Jesus, that we know that we are living according to the word, we know, God, that we should never be moved. We know that you said, God, to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you that you would direct our path. So, God, we pray this afternoon. We pray, Lord God, for people in different places, Lord, for the president. We pray for President Biden. We pray, Lord God, for our Vice President Harris. We ask you to shield and protect them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray, Lord God, for the nurses and the doctors in these hospitals, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, because there's so many things where there's so many people in the hospital, where so many is in there right now, Lord God. And we ask you, Lord God, to send your anointing in that hospital, Lord God, and breathe on these people, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God. Where there's so many, even little babies is in the hospital now, God. God, we pray for them. God, some of them in there now can't even catch their breath, Lord God. Father, we ask you to breathe on them tonight, Lord. Have mercy on them all, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, God, that you're right there, Lord God. Let them know you see and you know the condition and the things that they might be going through until today, God. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for them right now, Lord. Just let those, even in homes, Lord God, there's people in their homes, Lord God, that don't even know what it is. Those that have dementias, Lord God, that don't even know they're in the world, God, that don't have the mind that they used to have. God, we pray for them in the name of Jesus, Lord God. that you touch the minds of them all, God, and let them know, Father. Let them know, God, that you're able, Lord. God, help them to just have a, if they could just have a little bit of their mind, if they could just think of something, Lord God, maybe they will come back like they're supposed to be, Lord God. But, God, you the only one. You the only one that can do it because your hands is not limited, Lord God. Our hands is short, but your hands is not limited. Your hands can reach where we can't reach in the name of Jesus. And you can pull us out of those situations. You can pull us out of those things that we might be going through, Lord God, that people are struggling at. People are going through different things, Lord God. You can shake us, Lord God, and you can shake these people where they might be going through problems, Lord God. Loose these people from the sickness and loose them from all the disease and the things that they might be going through in the world today, God. Let them know, God, that you come, that you came in the world. And you sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. So, Father, we pray right now for the world as a whole today, God. We pray, Lord God, for people traveling up and down the highway, Lord God. We ask you to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus. God, you're so good, God. You sent your son, Lord. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for that shedding blood that he shed back in Calvary Cross, Lord God. We thank you because the blood of Jesus that washed us whiter than snow, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We need to know that the blood will wash us whiter than snow. We need to know that it's nothing but the blood. It's what we need. We need that blood. We need to be what you want us to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that you will help us, Lord, and you will teach us how to pray according to your word, God, according to what you want us to pray about, not what we want to pray about, but under your anointed, God, that you will teach us how to pray, Lord, the way that you will have us to pray in a day and time like this, that when we pray, Lord God, we will just let it just go to you, Lord, that you would just speak out of our belly, Lord God, and say what you want to say and do what you want to do in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, for the saints of God. We pray for all our sisters and brothers in Christ, Lord God. We pray that we will love one another and not just have that lip love, but we will have that real love that we're supposed to have in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because we know, God, that you sent your son, God, and all I can keep saying that you sent Jesus. Jesus is the author. Jesus is the finish of our faith, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the power of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing, and there is deliver in the name. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that's walking in darkness today, God, that don't know you, don't know that they are walking in darkness. And they don't even know. They don't even realize, thinking they got a mind. And they do have a mind, but they don't have the mind of Christ. So, God, we pray for that sinner man, that sinner woman, that they will realize, Heavenly Father, that their eyes will come open one day and realize and thought, say, I thought I was living right. I thought I was seeing right. But now I see better than what I used to see. Now I know that the word is right by itself. Now I know it's a word that set me free from the sin or from things that's going on in the world. So, God, I pray for the sinner man, the sinner woman, the girl and boy everywhere. I pray for them all, God, that they will one day realize that I'm tired of this old life that I'm living. I'm tired of doing this same old, same old. I'm tired of waking up feeling that old same old way every time I wake up, that don't have the peace or don't have the joy in my life that I'm supposed to have in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, to touch them, Lord. And God, just let them know, God, that there is a place that they need to get in. There is a place that we all need to get in. Like Psalms 91:1 said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There is a place that God wants us to be in the name of Jesus. So, God, help us to get to that place where you want us to get, Lord. God, we pray, Lord God, for all those that might be going through a standing upside the highway, Lord God, those that holding signs and needing a food or whatever they might need. God, we pray for the one that's laying down on the ground and at nighttime or laying beside a building and don't have no food or don't have no whatever they might need, God. Oh, God, we pray that somebody will come through one day and do like Peter and John did, that they will come through and let them know that they may be holding their hands out for this or holding their hands out for that, but let them realize, God, that somebody will come through and drop that word in their heart and say, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. And when I say a hallelujah, Jesus, when I say walk, walk in the newness of Jesus. Walk in the changed mind and the changed heart, a different attitude and a different way that you used to walk in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to plant those seeds. Help us to put that word out when we out in the public, when we are walking around and talking to people. We may not see how that seed going to work, but we know God knows how to do it. We're just going to plant it. We're just going to put it out there. We're going to plant it in the name of Jesus. And you're going to do the water, and God will give the increase. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, and we begin to sow these seeds in people's lives in the name of Jesus. And when we see them again, we'll see different of them. They'll be different than what they used to be in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father. We thank you this day, Lord God, because this is a day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Even though, Lord, sometimes we might not be just laughing about a lot of things, but if we just got the joy of the Lord in our heart, that's enough right by itself in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for the minds of people right now, because it's a mind thing that's going on in the world today with people. Lord, we thank you, Father. We pray, Lord God, for the sick. And we, yes, Lord, we pray for the sick. We pray for those that's going through diabetes on tonight. We pray for those that's going through blood problems on tonight, Lord God. Tune up arthritis on tonight, God. Somebody, Lord God, is going through some arthritis in their legs on tonight or in their joints, Lord God. Oh, God, we ask you to run it up out of them right now from the very root in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord, for that person that's going through heart problems. Oh, God, touch that heart, Lord God. Regulate the blood in, and let the blood flow like it's supposed to flow in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord God, for that person that's going through allergies on tonight, God. And we rebuke it, and we bind that spirit up of allergy on them right now to the very core. And we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy with all sickness, because there's so many sickness out in the world today. But you said in your word, with your stripe, we are healed in the name of Jesus. So we claim it and we believe it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word in Deuteronomy 31:6 said, be strong and courageous. Do not fear nor be in dread of them, for it is the Lord, for your God who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. You that's telling us today to be strong, be courageous, because you don't want us to fear. You don't want us to be dreadful sometimes. Sometimes we may wake up in the morning and we feel I dread to do this. I dread to do that. I dread to walk this way. I dread to get up. I dread to whatever it may be. We may dread it, but God don't want us to be dreadful. He don't want us to have that dread in the name of Jesus. So, God, he wants us to realize that he's right there, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, I just want to thank you for your goodness and your mercy. I just want to thank you for all that you're doing, and I just yet pray for the world as a whole. Like I said, there's so many ways, so many things that we can pray for tonight, and I just pray for each and everything that's going on. I may not be naming everything out, but God, you know all about it, and you know what's going on and what's not going on. So, God, I put it all in your hands, because like I said, your hands are not limited, and you see and you can stretch out and you can move on people and you can touch them and you can work all situations out for our good. So we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We ask you, Lord God, to look on, like I said, look on all the prayer warriors on tonight, God, as they continue to go behind me and pray, Lord. Use them for your glory, Lord. Let your anointing flow out of their belly in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you and we lift you up. Use the one that's going to give the word tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We ask you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to walk with us, walk with us, and that we'll be what you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise your holy name. We bless God. Praise the Lord. We're going to receive 15 minutes from our minister, Brenda, for these 2 months that we are doing 15 minutes for each prayer warrior. And we thank God. She's from New Hope in Columbia, South Carolina, and she's one of the prayer warriors. So we'll receive her at this time.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, and I thank Apostle Hubbard for finding me worthy to bring forth this word tonight, and I pray that this word fall on good ear. My topic tonight is move beyond your comfort zone. And my scripture tonight is Deuteronomy 32, 1 through 12. Let an eagle that stir up his nest and hover over his young, that spread his wing to catch them and carry them on his pinions. The Lord alone leads you. God put that in my spirit because many of us is still want to stay in our comfort zone. And God keeps trying to push us out to move higher in the things that he has ordained for us. Yes, we go to church, we pay our tithes, we teach or we sing or usher or whatever. But God is calling us to move higher in him and fulfill our purpose for what he has for us. Then he talks about we have to remember that we cannot become what we were when we were born to what we were born to be by remaining what we are. We got to move out. We're going to talk about that eagle, that mother eagle. Here, when she had her eagle, they were in the nest. And then after the egg hatches and everything, then she went and she leaves the leaves covered the rough stick that would punch the soft fur of the eagle. In addition, the soft bed of the leaves shortly before the egg hatched, the mother eagle began to pull the soft, downy fur from her body to shelter the warm eagle. So after all that, and then it started talking about the stirring of the nest. So how God stir our nest. We comfortable, we always comfortable. We comfortable going to church and then just ushering. We comfortable on our job or what we doing. So God has to stir our nest. And then when he stir our nest, he has to make it uncomfortable so we can learn how to lunge out into the deep. But we, our fear, sometimes the fear come and make us feel that we're going to fall or we can't go that deep. But God, he is the one that even if we fall, he catches us. But we got to realize that he is there. We want to do it on our own. And I'm going to speak for me because a lot of times I'm going to speak for me for my testimony, how God done brought me, how what God did for me. He done put me through college, theology. He done delivered me from alcohol. He done delivered me out of prison. He done physically and spiritually. But yet, I'm still right there. That's what they call mediocre. Mediocre. I'm just there. I'm just going to do what I feel comfortable of doing. Or I'm just going to do enough. But God said there is more in you. And he is not pushing me. But I don't want to move. I want to stay right there because I'm comfortable. So that's what God is saying with his people. We got to move. because there's too many things out there that need to be saved. So scripture says, the harvest is plenty, but the labors are few. Because too many of us is out in our comfort zone. We don't want to get out there to minister to them lost souls, to help those lost souls. So God is saying, step up, get out, come out of your comfort zone. God often uses unpleasant or stressful situations to push us to the edge of our current mess. We might lose our job. We might lose one of our loved ones. But God said he's still there. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. And then the mother angel, the mother eagle, when she comes back, she unraveled that nest more to make it uncomfortable for the babies. And then she pushed the little babies out so they can learn how to fly. Even though the little babies, they were screaming and hollering, you know, afraid, you know, they're going to fall to the ground. But the mother, she came and hoover and put them on her wings and take them back up to the nest. So, and then it came back when he was talking about Isaiah 40:31. When he said, a lot of time we got to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. We don't want to wait on the Lord. We want to do things our way. And then we learn about the eagle, when it soar or when it flies, it flies up high, high up in the clouds. It flies high above the storm. He said he wanted us to soar like the eagle. But we ain't soaring like the eagle because we still remaining mediocrity right there, looking at the storm, letting the storm come and overtake us. But see, the eagle, when they fly high and then with their eyesight, they can see. They see the storm from a distance. We're not looking from a distance. We're just looking right at it. And just settle for what is coming our way. So God is saying, you know, God does the similar stuff, similar things to us. He disturbs our nest and causes us to reach up toward him. And then he talks about, you know, every apostle has his nest stirred. Every great reformer and revivalist has his nest stirred. So he was saying, every man who ever longed to accomplish the purpose of the kingdom had his nest stirred. So how many times we have our nest stirred and let God stir? And then, you know, it says, through that stirring, often brokenness takes place. And this truth of how that God's greatest saints must be broken to pieces as expressed all through the scripture. Everything of self must go to pieces, and everything that is of Christ must shine forth in great power. So God stir us toward character and temper us with experience. So character is often manifest in great moments, but it's made in the usual small one. And then it talks about God can take a struggle and work with it in such manner that no one else would ever consider. God worked under different laws that what man worked with. When such men rise from their struggle, we often find a strong impression, a brighter portrait of Christ than the man. But he said, the upward call, and that's saying, he's saying, those who do not know the upward call, so Some of them understand the power of the art will cause their life to come off with a lack of purpose. The lack of resistance creates atrophy muscle. The mind becomes weak because nothing ever stretches it. The heart gives way to become dull, lacking vision and passion. So, at the same, there are some who never respond to the upper call of God because of this, they become irrelaxed in spirit and attitude and bring wreckage to their life and those around them. He gave an example of some. He said, Lot wanted a pasture more than things of God. Gehazi wanted the seemly security of material thing and prestige of this world. Ananias and Sapphira wanted to carve out a niche of notoriety in the early church by wicked means. Ammon, a man who hung for the elect things while he sat at the king's table and starved his soul. So here, and then he went on to say in Isaiah 40:31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So, in other words, we talk about no other birds have the ability to fly as the hike as does the eagle. And how the eagle soar up high above the clouds. So when the eagle's high up above the clouds, the eagle, because of his ability of sight, can see the storm approaching from a great distance. And because the eagle is a territory bird, he will remain in his habitat until the first drop of rain began to fall. So when he then launched into flight and began to ascend in a spiral manner, upward, until he has broken the back of the storm and found his way to the sunlight above the storm. So that's what God wants us when we're going through our challenge. He says the winds are hard and fast and often destructive, but the eagle is challenged by the storm. There is that upward call, the call of desire, gnawing of hunger, the restless of the spirit, and all of these bring us to the height that God desires us to go. So he wants us to move out of our comfort zone and let him, if we feel that we're going to fall, he's right there. He said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So we got to get out of our comfort zone. We got to be about the things pertaining to God and his kingdom. We got to be about the Lord's souls. We can't just go into church every Sunday and get in the word and then not doing nothing but the word. We got to activate that word. We got to apply that word to our life. And then we got to let our light shine so that others want to glorify Jesus and want to know who that Jesus that we worship. So, in other words, let us stop living a mediocrity life. And some of the example of being mediocrity is being too comfortable with comfort and forgetting what it means to push yourself and losing sight of the bigger picture. And God has great things for us. But we got to let God do it and not us. So we got to get out of our comfort zone. Because that's all God gave me.
But that was a powerful word that he gave you. So we give God glory and praise for it. We want address it right now, but I do want you to know that God really moved in that word. It's a powerful word tonight for us to live by and to be encouraged by. Praise God. I'm going to open the line now, praise God, for Mother Willette, but I'm wondering whether she would trade places just for a moment because Pastor Burton may have to get off the line early. And Mother Willette, we'll come right back to you if you will not mind. Praise the Lord. I wanted to find out whether Pastor Betty was still available to pray tonight, but if she has to leave too, we'll do so, even if it only been 5 minutes. Praise God. Let me ask. Pastor Betty? Are you there? Okay, well, Pastor Bird, we're going to open the line for you to pray.
Oh, God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Oh, God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hey. Oh, Labo Sunday. Hallelabo Sando Eshiki Imanda. Oh, Father, I just praise you. I praise your holy and righteous name. For you are God, and above you there are none other. You are first and the last, the beginning and the end. You are Alpha and Omega, and God, we praise you tonight. As we come before your presence with thanksgiving, as we come before your presence with praise, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Father, I want to thank you because you did it again. You did it again. You woke us up this morning, Father God, with sound minds. And God, I don't take that for granted anymore. I just didn't give much thought to that, Father God, until I saw my sister maneuver around that. And I understood, God, what a blessing it is when we have a sound mind and we hold your thoughts and feelings and purposes, God, in our own heart. So I just want to thank you, God, for watching over us and watching over your word to perform it. Thank you, Father, for the prayers that have gone forth tonight. I thank you, Father God, as I come in agreement with every word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I just thank you tonight that you are a healer, Father God, that you've already sent your word, God, to heal us of every sickness and every disease. And God, I don't even know what's going on this prayer line. But one thing I know, Father God, that we are healed and whole. As we come against kidney disease and liver and lung disease and heart disease and blood disorders and diabetes, thalassemia, colon disease, cancer, arthritis. God, as we lift up those sickness up to you tonight, as they have been in individuals, God, and we pray for the individuals that suffer from any of those diseases now, and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus and by your stripes that they are healed, Father God. In Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father, for you are a healer. And God, as we walk around in these uncertain times now, and it's always have been, but now, Father God, it's just to another level. I pray in the name of Jesus, just like Minister Brenda was saying, we got to come up higher. Because God, the eyes of the eagle is very sharp. He go up high, God, but he can see that prey miles away. And he never missed that point when he go after it. Help us, Father God, to get higher than all our trials and tribulation. Help us, Father God, to be in that place where we can spot the enemy from a high place. Because, God, your word said that we are seated with you in heavenly places. So help us, Father, to take our position so that we can stop the enemy in his tracks in the name of Jesus. For many are the afflictions of the righteous. God, but you're going to bring us through them all. So, Father God, in these trying times, when COVID, God is rising again, children went to school and they get home and they got COVID. But, God, I thank you that mother can look to the hills. But which cometh a help, and know that help cometh from you. God, that we can still stand on your word, Father God, that we will know that if you are for us, you are more than the whole world against us. And that this COVID, it came, but it got to pass in the precious name of Jesus. And we pray for those that have been affected by COVID, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those in the hospital, God, and it's other diseases that they're suffering with. And we lift them up to you right now in Jesus' name. We ask, God, that you send your workers forth, that they'll go in there and pray and see those people coming up out of the bed. We ask in the name of Jesus, God, even for the first responders, the nurses and the doctors and those that draw blood and do other stuff, God, respiratory therapies. It's a lot of people, Father God, that put their lives on the line every day. We bless them. We ask that they be covered with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head, God, to the soles of their feet. We ask that you protect them, God, and keep them, Father. We are praying in Jesus' name, God, that they do the first work, hallelujah, that they pray without ceasing. Before they go in those buildings, that they pray, not only for themselves, but their co-workers and for the patients, dear God, and watch things begin to change. Because, God, we know that your word will not go out void. It will accomplish what it's set to do. So, Father God, we are just thanking you for the miracles that's taking place on the background of Father, where people don't even see it. But it's a miracle that we are alive today. It's a miracle that we are well today. And, God, I lift up your church to you, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that we represent your image, God, because we are made in your image and in your likeness, God. And it's not just in this outer man, but it's in that inner man. And help us, God. You know, we used to have this little thing is, what would Jesus do? I pray that our minds would go back there, God, before we make any decision. What would Jesus do? So, Father God, we just thank and praise you today, Father God. If I had 1,000 tongues, I could not praise you enough. And I just need to say and confess that I don't use this one enough, God, to praise you like I should. So I ask tonight for forgiveness for all of us, all shortcomings. Forgive us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission, dear God. And as you forgive us, God, we got to forgive those that have trespassed against us. We got to forgive those, Father God, that we work with. We got to forgive those that we live with. We got to forgive those that we go to church with, God, and watch you declare a thing. It don't matter what they think. It don't matter what they're doing. You are greater than that. You just told us to love. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight. I thank you, Father God, for choosing me in yourself before the foundation of the world. I thank you that I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And God, you said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God, that you're going to raise up a standard. And right now, Father God, you know that I'm might be in transition again. But God, I know that you got this. The devil not going to steal my joy. The devil is not going to move me from my position of praise and just standing and doing all I can do to stand. Because, God, I know that you got a plan. You didn't bring me here to leave me. And that's none of us, God, because each one of us are facing some giant tonight. But, God, help us to be just like David, just to use what you've already placed in our hand and do what we need to know and know that we are the head and not the tail above only God and never beneath. I ask that you use each one in their position and in the place that you've called them to. And God, we do. We pray for this nation of what we are going through. It's racism and sickness. And even as our troops, God, are trying to get out of that Afghanistan, God, you knew all these things was coming before they came, and you've already made an escape. So I pray and ask you, Father God, just to pour the blood of Jesus upon the people and help us to look up to the hills from which cometh our help and know that our help cometh from you. Help us, Father God, not to get caught up in what's going on because you already said these things was going to happen, God. You said they were going to happen before that coming of Jesus Christ. So help us to know that we're in a good place. We're in a place that we can pray and see changes come. That we are in a place, God, make us seers. Make our sight so strong, God, where we can catch it before it get there. So, Father God, I just thank you for your body. I thank you for your people. I thank you for the prayer wars. I thank you for this prayer line. I thank you for our prophetess BJ who is over the prayer line and everybody that comes on. Strengthen us and use us in these last days like never before. And God, I do pray for the children going back to school. Keep them safe. God, I'm asking that you show them how to go in and how to go out, the administrators and teachers and everybody, Father God, being on board. Help us to be on one accord. There are people even tonight, God, that's picketing because they don't want to wear a mask. Oh, dabasidora makididianda. God, help us not to be selfish because this stuff just don't affect me. But it affects everybody around me. And if I don't want to protect myself, God, help me not to put anybody else at danger in the name of Jesus. But God, we bring all these things and we put them at the foot of the cross because you told us to cast all our cares and concerns upon you because you care for us. So, God, we cast them and we leave them there, God. We help us not to pick them back up. I'm talking about me, God, because it's hard sometimes for me to leave it there. I'm constantly picking it up. But help us to come into that place of safety and coming up under the shadows of your wings, God, where you can keep us and comfort us. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Help us to stay in your shadow, Father God, so that you can keep and protect us in the name of Jesus. And Father, again, we praise you and we honor you and we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we would come together in oneness and in unity, God, and that we will know who we are in these last days like never before, Father. In Jesus' name. So, Father God, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you, and we give you glory. And we believe because we've acted in faith, whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it shall come to pass. So I thank you, God, for what is about to happen. I thank you for the change that's coming. And it is in the mighty name of Jesus, one that gave his life that we might have life. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I do apologize. That was my fault when I tried to open the line for Pastor Betty. I clicked it back too quickly. Praise God. If she is available now, are you open?
I'm open.
I think you're on line yet because I opened your line, your mic on the phone, so you won't have to use mine. So go ahead and pray. The Lord, say the same.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for everybody that's on this line. I thank you for this opportunity because it's none of our own. It's your will. On power and the right.
Is there? Go ahead.
Can y'all hear? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
the word
of
the Lord says. The word of the Lord says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. Lord God, there's so much going on in the world today on every hand, and I'm not going to repeat what's already been said. Hallelujah. And as the pastor said before, you knew these things were going to come about before they happened. So the word of God says that your name is a strong tower, and the righteous, we are the righteousness of you, Father God, and we can run into you and are safe. We can be safe in you. In the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. That means that we can go there for safety. We can go there for peace. We can go there to be secure in you, regardless of what's going on, Father God. We can call upon your name because in your name there's provision. In your name there's protection. In your name there's security. In your name there's healing. In your name you see everything because you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. You are El Shaddai. You cover everything that we need today. Hallelujah. And there's so much. You said the poor that we would always have among us. You said there would be walls and rumors of walls. You said there would be earthquakes in diverse places. And Father God, we see all of these things happening right now all at once, all over the world, Father God. And all we have to do is call upon your name. That's all we can do is trust and believe in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We may not be able to reach everybody, but you can, Father God. So my prayer is tonight that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, Father God. So when we run unto you, and run unto you, when we call upon your name, there's nothing to hinder our prayers. There's nothing to hinder our way unto you. Hallelujah. We thank you for Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. He's our way maker. Hallelujah. No man can come unto you except through him. Hallelujah. But we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for salvation. And I pray for those on this line, Father, because we're on this line because we know that there's power in prayer. We know that your words say that men are to always pray. And as the pastor said earlier, that we need to be undergirded. We need to be strengthened because sometimes we can become overwhelmed and just praying and reaching out and crying out to others, and then we forget to renew our strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. And the enemy has his way of coming in, but the devil is a liar. Hallelujah, because we're going to run into you because you're a strong tower. We're going to call upon your name and rest in that name and believe what that name represents because you are that strong tower, and we can run to you and be safe. We can relax. We can exhale. Hallelujah. Because we believe the name of Jesus. We believe what your word says. The word says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God. You are your word. So when we repeat your word, when we trust your word, when we come to you, Father God, we believe in that it is, and it is. Hallelujah. So I just pray again that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. God bless y'all. God bless us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. We bless the Lord. Receive that too in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. We open the line now for Mother Willette. Praise God. And then it will be Brother Black. Then we'll take our prayer request. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly we give God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah for all the prayers, the teachings that's already gone forward in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, as we come before your presence, we just want to say thank you for being so good to us. We thank you, Lord God, that you are still on the throne. Hallelujah. You see everything that's going on. Nothing that's going on has taken you by surprise. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we belong to you. We are your children. Hallelujah, Lord God, and not just children, but heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the Lord Jesus that sit at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Hallelujah. I thank you for your Holy Spirit, and I pray that your Holy Spirit help us to pray. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit. I pray that you will fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and may we be led by your Holy Spirit, excuse me, and walk in your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing. I thank you for all the prayers that you have already answered. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that I can understand, Lord God, that there's a spirit of deception out there. But I thank you, Lord God, that I'm not going to be distracted by what's going on in the land. I'm not going to be distracted what the enemy is trying to do because he's trying to get us off focus. So I thank you, Lord God, that what you have told us to do, we'll walk in what you have given us in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I praise you this evening. I worship you because you are worthy. Hallelujah. It's you that give us life. Hallelujah. You give us breath. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You keep us in a good, sound mind. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're not conflicted about who is the living God. Hallelujah. We don't believe in multiple gods because there's only one true and living God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that is you, Heavenly Father. So I give your name to praise. I worship you. I honor you. I love you, Lord God, and I thank you so much for what you're doing in this season in spite of what's going on in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up our leaders, Lord God, everywhere. I pray for our president. Lord God, I pray for the vice president. I pray for, Lord God, the Congress, the House of Representatives, Senate. Lord God, I pray for those in authority, Lord God. I pray for our government officials. Lord God, I pray for our military in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, that our leaders, Lord God, with the chief commander in chief will make wise decisions on how to handle matters in our nation, Lord God, as well as being a part of something else somewhere else in Christ Jesus' name. I know, Lord God, you see what's happening in Afghanistan. I know you already know that the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, Lord God, or the ISIS are one and the same. And, Lord God, we pray that you will deal with terrorist organizations, foreign and domestic, wherever they are, Lord God, deal with them. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that thou would cancel every plan of the ungodly. I pray that you will let the devices of the wicked come to absolutely naught in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we need your help on today, and we know, Lord God, accept, hallelujah, your hand of mercy be upon our lives and those within our nation and even in other nations, Lord God. If your hand of mercy is not there, Lord God, have mercy. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, you know, hallelujah, about those that are suffering today. Lord God, some people are suffering because of an unexpected, the loss of an unexpected loved one. God, it might have been from COVID. There's a number of people, Lord God, that are suffering with the illness of COVID. And we thank you that Jesus has dealt with the sin issue. Hallelujah. He's dealt with the sickness, the diseases. Hallelujah. Because your word teaches that. And we trust that your word, hallelujah, Lord God, will continue to heal, set free, save, and deliver in the name of Jesus. I pray for those that are troubled in their minds and don't know what they should believe or what they should think. Lord God, so many people, Lord God, some who was against the vaccine for COVID, but now they are suffering with COVID, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would give people a sound mind to make up, have a good decision to say, you know what, God, I'm trusting you. If I take this vaccine, I'm trusting you. If I don't take it, I'm trusting you. And, Lord God, it ain't no time, hallelujah, to be wishy-washy or double-minded when it concerns making decisions that pertain to our life. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are yet lost will make up their mind that it's time to turn to you in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, Lord God, hallelujah, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing will go forth and uproot and break up every bondage of the deception, the demon of deception, every stronghold, every addiction. I pray is uprooted and cast out of people's lives in the name of Jesus. So many people, Lord God, can't even make a good, sound decision. Lord God, some of them are running to mischief. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, instead of going to get a job and working and having something to survive with and to help others with, they'd rather run to mischief. God, we pray that you'll deal with that type of individual in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you break every stronghold, every addictive behavior in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you see every yoke of bondage, Lord God, that's going on in this world. And we thank you for Isaiah 61. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for you not just anointed Jesus, hallelujah, to preach good tidings to the meek, glory be to God, but the born-again believer of the body of Christ. You've anointed us, Heavenly Father, to preach, hallelujah, good tidings to the meek, glory be to God. You sent us to heal the brokenhearted. Yes, we can proclaim liberty to those that have been held captive, glory be to God. People don't have to stay addicted. They don't have to stay under the bondage of deception by the enemy. The enemy got people thinking that they're in so deep in what they're doing that there's no escape. But the devil is still a liar, because Jesus, you said in John 10:10, that you came that we might have life and life to the full. And people are not having life to the full if they're leaving you out of their life. So we pray, God, in Christ Jesus' name, that people will come to you, hallelujah, and realize, hallelujah, that you're going to do what you say. I pray that more people will experience the agape love. They'll experience the height, the depth, the length, the width of the love that you have for us. It should have been clear, hallelujah, when you allowed your only begotten Son to give his life, hallelujah, to as many as would be willing to receive Christ. Hallelujah. But I pray, God, that people will see that you love us. Hallelujah. Not just the Christian people, but you love every person that's born. That's why you allowed your only begotten Son to lay his life down. Hallelujah. So everyone would have opportunity to surrender their life to the Lord and see, hallelujah, that life is so much better when you have Christ in your life. I pray, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you help those that are yet going through some sickness, Lord God. I heard a lot that's already been prayed about. So I pray, God, that you will, Lord God, deliver those that have been suffering for so long a time with some illness, some pain, some disease, in the name of Jesus. I pray that the sword of the Spirit with your word will go forth. That word in Isaiah 53, verse 5, 1 Peter 2:24, hallelujah, Matthew 8 and 17, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that that word will go forth and deliver them from that sickness or disease or the pain that they've been racked in their body with so long a time. Set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said in John 16:23 and 24, hallelujah, that whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, that you would give it to us. Father God, in Christ Jesus' name, I pray, Father God, for so many, Lord God. We've got the news that the brother Reese, Lord God, lost his baby sister to COVID. Christy, her son Nathan, has COVID. We're praying, God, for divine deliverance, because there's nothing too hard for you. And COVID, or whether it was the Delta variant, whatever it was, Lord God, is already under the blood. And we plead the blood of Jesus against this mess that's trying to exalt itself against, hallelujah, the knowledge of God. And we cancel it right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak healing and deliverance to go forth, Lord God, to those who have been affected, even my niece, Lord God, Sharita, and her daughter, Zariah, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would get these people through this sickness and let them know, God, it's only you, Lord God, because our healing comes only for you. From you, Lord God, and we thank you for what the doctors try to do. But, God, we know if we're going to be healed, it must come from you in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up those who have lost others who have lost loved ones in Christ Jesus' name, the Hinton family. Lord God, we pray for those, Lord God, that are suffering, Lord God, with that cancer, with that kidney trouble. In the name of Jesus, I heard lupus or blood disorders being called. God, deal with these illnesses, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray that the blood of Jesus, Lord God, will deliver your people in Christ Jesus, because we're trusting you. We're believing you. Remember Sister Sheila Hemingway's sons, in the name of Jesus, all four of them, Father God. Remember my children, in the name of Jesus. Remember each person's family and their children and grandchildren that's on this prayer line tonight. Those on our prayer list, Lord God, the list seems to be so long. We ask you for help, and we know you know about every situation. We pray for those that are yet suffering with eye conditions and still waiting on their deliverance. And God, our expectation is from you, and we're asking you. You said, ask, and you shall receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we're asking you to heal those eye conditions. We're asking you to open up clogged arteries in the name of Jesus. We speak no aneurysms, no heart attacks, no strokes in the name of Jesus, no circulation disorder, no incontinence. Whatever it is that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, we cancel it, we render it null and void in Jesus' name. God, I thank you so much. I pray that you will continue to manifest yourself to those in the earth today and deal with the wickedness. God, we know we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We can't be getting mad with each other. We wrestle against the enemy, Lord God. But we know that we are in a fixed fight because Jesus has already gotten us victory in Christ Jesus' name. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus for those, Lord God, that have been lied to by the enemy, making them believe that they are trapped. Lord God, some of them, Lord God, have been addicted to alcohol or drugs, or some may have some pornographic-type addictions. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray that a divine deliverance take place in these people's lives. And I'm coming to understand some people just ain't ready to change, and you're not going to force yourself and make them accept this deliverance. So they've got to be willing to come to you and cry out, Lord, have mercy on me. I pray the message will reach the heart of those that have been lied to by the enemy, making them believe that they have to stay in this state. Help us, Lord God. Remember those who have backaches, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're doing in the earth today. I praise you, Lord God, and remember those in the health care and medical facilities, nursing homes, hospitals, rehab facilities, physical therapy, psychiatric facilities, prisons, Lord God, those that handle and supervise over substance abuse facilities, in the name of Jesus, those, Lord God, families with children that don't want to heed the teaching, the good teachings of their parents. We pray, God, that these children will repent and turn and begin to be obedient to their parents in Jesus' name, as long as their parents are teaching them what's right. God, I pray right now in Christ Jesus' name that you nullify, dismantle, cancel, and stop the works of darkness, the works of evil, the works of wickedness. Everything that's trying to come against your divine plan, purpose, and will for our lives, we pray, God, that you render it null and annihilated in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you so much, Father, that you let us know that whatsoever we ask you, believing that we receive, that we have what we ask of thee. So I praise you, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your Holy Spirit will continue to intercede for each and every one of us. Bless my sisters. Bless Brother Black. God, meet their needs according to your riches and glory, and let us all continue to be light in this earth today, because people are walking in darkness all around us, some in our home, some may not be in our home, some may be our neighbors, Lord God, but if we're the light that we should be, they won't have an excuse at the end of this day in their life, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you bless this family of God. Most of all, Lord God, remember the woman of God, Lord God, Pastor, Minister BJ, in the name of Jesus, meet all of her needs according to your riches and glory. And God, we pray for her entire family. In Jesus' name, I pray the prayer of faith, thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy toward all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Black?
Yes, ma'am.
You're on. Someone has noise in the background, but was that you? You're supposed to be ministering. Praying right now.
Hello? Yeah.
Okay, we're waiting.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we bless you, God. We bless you. We bless your name, God. We love you, God. Lord, I thank you for all things, God, in spite of, God. Hallelujah. You are the Lord of lords, and you are the King of kings, God. Every crooked path you make straight, God. Hallelujah, God. Everything that's turned upside down in our life, God, you turn it right side up, God. Hallelujah, as we willingly yield and obey your voice and your loving word, God. Lord, we thank you, God. But we just lift up, Lord, the nations, God. Everywhere overseas, God. Ones that are incarcerated, our matriarchs and patriarchs, God. Hallelujah, God. The ones that are homeless, Lord. Our babies, the ones that don't have anything, anywhere to stay, God. Our youth, we lift them up, Lord. Hallelujah, God. And we come against all types of demonic and satanic spirits, Lord. Try to kill, steal, and destroy, kill their health, God. Lord, try to take their mind, Lord. Kill their body, God. Hallelujah. Kill their reputation, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. All ultimately to not have them know about you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And die and go to hell, God. We bind those spirits up. Homelessness, the beggar spirit, God. Hallelujah, God. Evil spirits, Lord. Murdering, suicide, and homicide, God. And cast into the pits of hell from whence they came. Now release your anointing, God. Release your healing virtue, God. Lord, the ones that don't have home, Lord, work out a way, Lord, that they'll receive homes, Lord, and apartments. The ones that don't have a job, God, all you have to do is speak a word, God. Lord, even as they give their lives to you, God, watch over our matriarchs and our patriarchs, God, the ones who paved the way for us, God. Lord, touch them wherever they may be, all over the face of this earth, in the nursing facilities, God, hospitals, God, rehabilitation centers. They may be home, God, even the ones that are at places where they don't want to be, God. Send your angels, God, protect them, watch over them. Ah, Yabushinke, touch them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and send, Lord, spirit-filled nurses in, Lord, to take care of your own, God. Hallelujah. And the ones that don't mean any good, God, Lord, I speak, Lord, that you get rid of them, God. Get rid of them, Lord. They don't belong there. Give them a job where they need to be, God. Hallelujah. Not because it's just a job. Hallelujah. Pray for Israel, God. Lord, how Israel is coming home by the thousands, God. That your scriptures are being revealed, Lord. It's coming to pass, God. Lord, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. One by one and name by name, God. Thank you for touching them, delivering them, and setting them free, God. Thank you for your hedge of protection around them, God. Ah, yeah, your outstretched hand, your saving grace, God. Thank you, Lord, that even though the enemy is trying to kill, God, but they're still multiplying and growing rapidly, God. And they shall declare the works of the Lord and decree it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, because whoever come against them, Lord, you'll come against them. But whoever blesses Israel, God, you're going to bless them, and you're going to give them back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will you cause men to give back to each individual's bosom. In Jesus' name, Father, we just thank you, God. Pray for the sick, the suffering, God. Lord, the disease to God. Lord, the infirmity, the weak, God. You said, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. And we bear it right now. We stand in the gap, God. Hallelujah. We're not under the curse of the law anymore, God. You said you bore our sins in your own body on a tree as on an altar and gave yourself for it, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By whose stripes we were healed, God. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24, God. And we believe your word. We receive your word, God. You did that so we don't have to carry this thing. Anything happen, Lord, it could be straightened out. Straightened out. In our lives, our family lives, God. We're the seed of Abraham because we're Jesus Christ. And since all this is going on, we're heirs to the throne, and joint heirs to the throne of Christ. We can receive the promise and the realization of the Holy Spirit, because your word have already spoken and came to pass, God. We thank you, God. Though we were in bondage, God, you loosed the shackles, God. You gave everybody an opportunity, God. Hallelujah. Some accepted, some rejected. But we accepted, God, and we tell you thank you. We let you know that, Lord, we appreciate you and we love you, God. You're the best thing that had ever happened in our lives, God. Hallelujah, God. We speak life, Lord, and salvation to our enemies, even to the third and fourth generation, God. Hallelujah, God. Open the eyes of their understanding that they may behold the beauty out of thy law, God. The beauty out of thy law. That they will get to the point, and we all will get to the point, Lord, where we become lovers one with another, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, have your way in our lives, God. Have your way in our families' lives, God. Hallelujah. Bless the fivefold ministry, all the apostles over the face of the earth, God. All the prophets, God. All the evangelists, God. Touch them. All the pastors, Lord. And all the teachers, God. There's a purpose and a reason why. It's a fivefold ministry for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God and for the edifying of the body of Christ, God. We're all leaders, but you choose some amongst us. Hallelujah. Somebody has to teach, and somebody has to hear the teacher, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that the kingdom of God, everything is decent and in order. There are no mistakes, God. Everything you created, you double-checked it, smiled, and said it was good, and you blessed it. Good in Greek means excellent. And we thank you, God. You said your creation was excellent. We just thank you, Lord. And then we receive that in the name of Jesus. Your excellency. Hallelujah. We lift up the ones we said we are keeping prayer all the days of our life, wherever they are geographically, God. Whether they're married and have children or not. We speak health, Lord, and wealth in their lives, God, in their family lives, God. Oh, we bind the hand of distraction, deception, and lies, and we loose order in the name of Jesus. We loose protection, and we speak and loose the truth, which is the word of God in their lives, God. Chaos go, God, but clarity come, a power, love, and a sound mind be developed in a greater way in their lives, God. As if we humble ourselves, pray, seek your face, and turn from our wicked ways, you said in your word, then you will hear from heaven. Forgive our sins and heal our land, God. Hallelujah. We speak holiness, WHOLLYNESS, in their lives, spirit, soul, and body. Holy God, unto you, God, oh God, as we present our bodies, Lord, and as we establish our, and train our, and renew our mind, will, and emotions, God, imaginations, God, our intellect, as we surrender unto you, God. You said in your word, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is truly willing, God. As we're led by your spirit, God, we thank you, Lord, for working it out for us in spite of us and our loved ones, our families, God, ones that are in the hospitals right now, God. Lord, hallelujah, that we know of, God. Oh, nursing facilities, God. Our matriarchs, Lord, all up in there, God. Touch them, God, from the crown of the head to the soles of their feet, Lord. Ones that had surgeries, recuperating, going through surgeries, Lord. The ones that went back in the hospitals, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Deacon that went back into the hospital, God. Let everything be with ease and excellence, God. Let your anointing rest on him, Lord, even as he go through. And everything, Lord, that every situation he's going through, God, let it be revealed to the doctors, Lord, so, and himself and the apostle, so that everybody would know how to take care of that. And we bind the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus, his hands, every demonic and satanic strategic device, plot, plans, and schemes. Hallelujah. We command you to loose your hold in every endeavor, every area of their lives in the name of Jesus. And bind those spirits up and cast them to the pits of hell. Now we loose your healing virtue Oh, you said the leaves and the trees is for the healing of the nations, God. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Let your spirit of power, love, and a sound mind rest in apostle and deacon in the name of Jesus, God. Let it trickle down to the family, God. Their royal, God. They're royal in you, God. They're a royal family, God. Hey, you said no good thing will you uphold from the upright, God. The ones that are walking upright before you, God. So we speak life in that more abundantly. Hey, God. We speak it into every fiber of their being, God. Thank you, Jesus. How they have keen eyesight, God. Whew. How the organs have wakened up, God. Awaken, Lord. As they begin to speak your word, they're lively stones unto you, God. Oh, Lord. And whatever the Burton's families are going through, God, cover them, God. You said light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not, God. Whatever everybody's going through on the prayer line, God. Oh, Lord, I speak, Lord, that you open the door, God. Open up the floodgates and pour the blessing that they have not room enough to receive. Each person, from the oldest to the youngest, God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the power of all those prayers that went forth, such a mighty move of God. Everything that the Lord blessed each one to touch and to go back in glory to God, reiterate. We give God glory and honor. I thank God for these people that have made up their mind to serve the Lord and use their vessels for his glory. We're opening up all the lines now for prayer requests. Some prayers have already been prayed, glory to God, in the prayer. So we're going to keep those in mind with the short time that we have left. We want to take any other requests that's out there. Praise God. Some prayer requests, as I said, you already heard, and some that already prayed. So the other ones will be received for those that have these next 8-9 minutes we have, praise God, to take those requests that have not been spoken. Bless God for all of you. So powerful prayer. No one have any prayer requests tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Okay, Sister Carrie, go ahead.
I'm doing my medical on Wednesday. I need some prayer. I'm praying that God will put in my favor for that day.
Okay. All right, then we're starting to take that down. Medical prayers for that.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah. I have
Anyone
my
else?
Right hand. I have my right hand. It is me from the shoulder to the fingers. It starts at 2 a.m. at night. I don't know why. The other hours, it is just okay.
In my hand?
My right hand.
Okay.
All the time at 2 a.m., it will start itching until I wake up and sit down. I don't know what devil is that. And I have a friend who called me crying. Her grandson, all her children have died and left her with the children. So she
Wait a minute, back up and say what now? What did you just say?
I say I have my friend. She has her children died and left her with the kids. So she has been educating these grandkids. Now, one of them is just saying, I want to die. He's not talking, he's not eating, and he's not sick.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't want to talk to others. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. If they force him to talk, he just say, please leave me. I want to die. So,
no.
We don't
oh, my
know.
God. That's one of the children that's saying that.
His name is Megan.
Megan?
Yes.
Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Any other prayer requests? That is something we're going to take authority over the adversary with that. And he's a liar, the blood of Jesus. And bring
praise
comfort.
God.
Praise God.
Pastor Hubbard.
Yes, ma'am.
I found out a sister just operated about a few months ago, and she's fell right back in the hospital this afternoon. So would you pray for her? Her name is Annie Robinson.
Annie Robinson?
Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Fell right back.
Had surgery a couple of months ago.
Yes, about 3 months ago.
Back in hospital. So we have, okay, so that's the last one. We're going to go ahead and start the prayers so we can get these prayers in. Praise God. I'll take Sister Ulcer. I'll take that prayer. Mother Alexander, you take the one with Sister Carrie, for she got some medical tests she had to have done. And then Mother Willette, would you take the one for Sister Annie Robinson? Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, glory to God, for Sister Ulcer. We thank you, Lord God, for her word, the word that's on the inside of her. She know the power of prayer. We're coming in agreement with prayer. We're coming against that attack against her body. The devil is a lie. He will not torment or agitate her. That left hand, glory to God, whether it's a pinched nerve or whatever the enemies just come to agitate, glory to God, the muscle or the tendency, we bind you up and loose you from your assignment. We plead the blood of Jesus or any other kind of complications try to come up, any other infirmity. We rebuke you. We pray for comfort for that family that, glory, I lost their loved one, their mother, or however, and glory to God, and pray, glory to God, for this young one that the enemy is just trying to take his life or whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus that shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. God, we are praying whatever this depression and this grief and this sorrow and this heaviness on the heart be lifted from him or her or, and all the rest, God. We are praying right now that you will place in his heart, glory to God, or her heart, that she will be able to receive your word with comfort, and we come against every satanic and the demonic force of trying to take the life. We bind up, glory to God, that death demon and the tormenting demon in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, they'll be able to eat, change, and give that appetite, give some strength, even if, glory to God, it's a little bit at a time. We pray, glory to God, for the heart, glory to God, of Mother Elsa, glory to God, the way her heart is heavy on it, but you lift that burden too as well in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just pray healing for that family. Only you can come in and go places that we can't go. In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, the next prayer.
Mm-hmm. Who's the girl that, who's the one that said, what's her name they said to pray for?
The who you praying for is Carrie. Carrie.
Carrie,
she said she has a medical. She's a Carrie medical situation. She has some medical appointment she has to get done.
Okay. Father, mm-hmm. in the name of Jesus, we bring terror before you, Lord God. We know that you is a healer, Lord, and you said in your word, by your stripe we are healed. We claim healing right now, whatever it is, with the medical, whatever it is, Lord God, you already know all about it. So we just come asking you, Heavenly Father, to touch, Lord God, and let everything be right with it, Lord God. Because we know that your word said, by your stripe we are healed. Strengthen our Lord God, that she will stand faithful and claim victory over this situation and claim our healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, again, for being mindful of every situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I concur with Sister Alexander and also pray that Sister Carrie test that is scheduled on Wednesday, that, Lord God, you'll give her a good report on those tests in Jesus' name.
And Father, for Sister Alexander's friend, Miss Annie Robinson, Lord God, now you know why she had to be in the hospital 3 months ago, and you know, Lord God, the circumstances, reading as to why she had to go back into the hospital. And God, we see that obviously something is fighting against her, and we pray right now in the name of Jesus, according to your word, Heavenly Father. We know that you love her. We know that, Lord God, you're concerned about everything in our lives. So we pray, God, that you attack whatever it is that's attacking her body that's causing her to have to go back. And we're claiming your word, Lord God. We proclaim that she shall be delivered because of what Jesus has already done regarding healing. In Isaiah 53, verse 5, 1 Peter 2:24, and even Matthew, praise God, 8 and verse 17, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that your divine healing will be released in her body. And, Lord God, let your supernatural anointing begin to attack whatever it is trying to exalt itself in her body and cause her to have to go back to the hospital. And while she's there, pray that you give the doctors wisdom on what to look for and to, Lord God, to not come up with an erroneous diagnosis, but God, give them wisdom on how to, Lord God, look for what's causing her to have to go back. But we cancel whatever it is, Lord God. If it's a spiritual attack, we come against that by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. Let your supernatural anointing healing power, Lord God, touch her body from the top of her head to the very sole of her feet. And we thank you, and we claim her deliverance in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord God. Surround her. Keep her safe, Lord God. And don't let her stress over anything, Lord God, but let her faith, Lord God, and give her the peace, Lord God. Let your hand of mercy be upon her as she goes to that hospital. In Christ Jesus' name, we thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. I pray for Sister Teresa right now, for her mind and for her spirit and for her body. Pray for her encouragement. I pray for her focus. I pray, glory, against every satanic and demonic force that will come against her right now and try to distract her in any way, God. I come against any fears. You know what's going on with Teresa, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Imani getting ready to graduate early for her 12th year. We're praying, God, that you will bless her to stay focused on going back into the classroom setting. God, we're praying, God, over to God, that she will make the grade and she will do excellent coming out of school. She will not be sidetracked by things going around. And pray, God, that you would just give her wisdom of her future or what you want her to do, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for all our youth, my other grandchildren, Glory, and they're going back into the classroom setting, all our children, grandchildren, great-grands, seed in the name of Jesus. Praying against, glory to God, anything that will try to set up with fights or anything come up with satanic forces to bring guns and knives or any, glory, drive-bys or whatever. We pray, glory to God, for Brother Black, that you will touch, God, and strengthen his body. Keep him alert, glory to God, the power and the anointing that you put in him to carry a message and carry, glory to God, your prophetic utterance. God, we pray, God, that any distractions that try to come up against him, we pray healing and wholeness. We'll pray, glory to God, the sleep, glory to God, hours will be there won't be interfering, glory to God, with his nights and days. We are praying, glory to God, that you continue to bless and open doors. We pray for Pastor Sims, touch her body, strengthen her, and encourage her, cancel the assignment of any attacks still coming against her body and her intestines and all of that. Glory to God, we are praying, God, against the forces of evil that will try to use our doctors, glory to God, sometimes to be nonchalant. And I pray you put such a fire under when her name come up that they can't help but come on one accord and start, glory to God, going and putting their notes together and their heads together. God, let them, glory to God, be able to come up with what really they can do to be able to help her for her body to line up with your word. But God, we know, glory to God, you're the chief physician. You can do it instantly. We know that divinely, or you can use these doctors. And we pray against, glory to God, anything that will come and just to agitate this and prolong this thing. We pray, glory to God, for their family. Pray for comfort. Pray for our family too as well, even as we may not be able to make that trip for that memorial for this unsolved mystery of this murder or whatever it is with my sister. But nevertheless, God, we just pray, God, healing and encouragement and touch bodies and minds and spirit and save and deliver in the midst of all of this. We just pray, Lord, for Pastor Bird, God, even in her transition, God, with what you are blessed and open doors to make ways. Do something supernatural that you did over to God when she first came to that area. We plead the blood of Jesus. Pray for her as minister over the overseer the 6 months that she says for the ministry. We pray, God, that you would just bless and continue to move to her tremendously. And also for our guests and for some of the warriors on the other end of this phone, glory to God, that you would just bless on the line. You know what they're needed, whether it's a spiritual, physical, or natural, or financial, glory to God, encouragement, or things going on in the family, or on the jobs, or need promotions, or need finances, or need, glory to God, just comfort or encourage, or been discouraged by some things, or what's going on in the family, or either in ministry. God, touch, heal, deliver, encourage. Pray for Prophetess Benjamin as well, and Pastor Wise, the God, and pray, God, that you will bless Pastor Wise's body and touch her. We continue to pray for Pastor Deacon Burton and Pastor Burton, and Deacon Burton, God, comfort and pray, glory after Sister Kate, that we pray for her health the other night. We just bless you with so many things that are going on. I bless you for these prayer warriors, these women of God and these men, glory to God, that come on so faithful. God, you know every one of our lives, even when we sacrifice to come on. So I pray abundant overflow blessings that come toward them as they stand in the gap, and overflow blessings to go over that. Come in, whatever this is, spiritual, natural, or physically. God, we thank you for the financial blessing and good stewardship over that you'll give us. And God, we're going to continue to pray that that spirit of the enemy will be annihilated, glory to God, over there with this stuff going overseas. And we pray for Jerusalem. We pray for Israel, God, for their protection this year. Pray, glory to God, for those that are out west, glory to God, with all these fires. We pray, send some rain, God. Bless and comfort and strength, glory to God, to them and those that are in Hades and those, glory to God, that need so much, God, even all around the world. But most of all, we need you, Jesus, and we need for the body to come together and to be on one accord, to work together and not be divided. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask you, Lord, to help us. We're praying for repentance, and we're praying, glory to God, for conviction. We're praying for steadfastness in the faith, obedience to your word. Help us, God, and help us to celebrate what you've already done and the greater things yet to come. In the name of Jesus. So I bless you tonight. And I thank you, Lord God, for even Mother Willette just being humble enough to allow when stuff has to be shifted, glory to God, and still be able to come and flow under the anointing. God, help us all to be in a place, glory to God, when you want to rearrange or change, and the Holy Spirit want to come in, do something different, let us be with the right mind, the right heart, and the right spirit. And if there is anything in there that's hidden, that's not right, God, you reveal it in none of our lives, and that we will get these things right before you, that the anointing can flow and nothing would hinder and give no place to the devil. We thank God again for Elder Ross bringing such a powerful word about, glory to God, playing that giant, that Goliath in your life. God, so help us, glory to God, whatever it may be, in the name of Jesus, that we will continue to have wisdom, faith, and obedience to you, and not allow our flesh to rise up to interfere with the anointing you give us. Thank God for this eagle, glory to God, that message tonight, glory to God, for us to be able to stay tuned into the things of the Spirit, as the woman of God was talking about tonight, glory to God, to be, God wants us to move beyond our comfort zone, and how she broke the word down so beautifully. We thank God for Minister Brenda. We love you tonight. We thank God for you. Ask God to cover us with the blood. Dispatch his angel. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon us. God, we bind up every satanic and demonic force, untimely death, sickness, and disease, every set-up trap, every spirit of confusion, chaos, every spirit global that had to come in and try to sabotage the things that God called us to do and what he's already assigned for our hand to do. Help us to stay alert. Don't be sleeping on the Lord, on the work and the things. Don't be distracted by what the enemy is plotting and planning through people and friends and family and whatever else, and even our own flesh. Don't let us get enticed, glory to God, with our desires that it override what God says. As long as it's lining up with his word and his timing, help us to hold fast the faith. So, God, we just bless you tonight. Help us not to walk in fear, not to let the internet and allow, glory to God, the media and whatever, glory to God, manipulate our lives in fear, glory to God, and watching so much of things that we don't step back and repeat our spirit and guard our hearts with all diligence, so we don't allow the enemy to come in our night dreams or day or whatever, or interference to keep us from being able to flow in the anointing. God, help us to pray and release it back to you. Pray, release it back to you. God, we just thank you so much for all that you've done and doing. And I thank you again for these powerful prayers. And we speak life. We speak health. We speak wholeness.
And glory to God, in you we live and move and have our being. And we shall live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. We're praying that our appointed time, glory to God, will be when you say, not what the enemy comes in to rob and steal. We speak health to these bodies too as well. In Jesus' name we pray. And those that need promotions and jobs, we're praying it shall come forth. We're praying that you work this out for Carmen Lita too, for whatever her new job is. And even if you have to go back to Wells Fargo temporarily, God, till you open up this other door for her, comfort her, encourage her. Thank God for the power of the word in her. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we just love you tonight, Jesus. And I celebrate you and I glorify your holy name. Thank you for Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, and all those that are praying around the globe. Glory to God and standing on your word. We believe it, that many are going to come in even the more in the midst of all these crises, that you're getting ready to move in a miraculous way, that it will be floodgates of those wanting to know who Jesus is and to also to accept him as Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. And oh, glory to God, I bless the Lord for you, and amen. And our next speaker, glory to God, for Second Sunday is none other than Pastor Betty. Glory to God, was on Second Sunday, and that second Monday, glory to God, is Brother Black. Second Monday is Brother Black will be, Minister Black will bring in for his 15 minutes. And that first Monday, I think I have a prophetess Benjamin down, and Mother Alexander is moved over into, I think the following month. I get the rest of those up to you. We already signed off, at least it didn't sign this off, but we're still online, but we won't be on recording right now. And right now we bless God for all that you all have done. Glory to God and allowing the Spirit of the Lord having his way through you. And we're going to say shalom until our next meeting on the following Monday. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Shalom.
Amen.
Love you.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
And bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. You blessed. Be encouraged. Mother, also, you be blessed. Keep standing on the word. The Lord leads you otherwise. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. Love you.